Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowen, producer Hope, and this is weird because of the time of year, but a friend just lost their grandma, and what happened next is like,
yeah, my friend Brittany, she just lost her grandma in the last month. Very recent, working through that.
Aww.
Somebody hacked her grandma's Facebook account and was messaging her. A message comes through that says, "Hi, dear," at 11:11 a.m. yesterday.
Ooh, that numerology, 11:11 is powerful. Wow.
Hello, dear. Oh, that's, come on.
Is it the hacking or something else?
But like, how weird is it?
Oh, I would be, I'm telling you, there's something with grandparents and I don't know. I was really close to my grandmother, and I'm telling you, she has spoken to me a couple times. And you know I don't buy that stuff. You know I don't believe in ghosts or mediums or anything like that. But I'm telling you, one night I had forgotten about a Christmas decoration on top of my grandfather clock, and it was like an angel. And this angel, I was like, it was dark. I was coming down the stairs. I was making a baby bottle. I was on my way down to make a baby bottle. And I all of a sudden heard, doom, doom, like really loud. And I was like, what the heck? I thought the kids left maybe one of their toys running. And I came down, and that angel was going off and echoing through this grandfather clock. Now, mind you, I didn't even know that thing made noise. I thought it was like a tree topper or something. And I looked underneath and there were no batteries in it.
Oh,
I'm not
wow.
kidding. I'm not kidding. I was like, okay, because I was going through a weird time in my life. I was like, and I said it out loud. I go, okay, grandma, you got me. All right. And that was, you know, it wasn't scary. It was just like
more spiritual.
It was like out of nowhere. So okay. maybe that's really what your friend needed.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because they needed that right then.
Right.
See, I believe in ghosts, spirits. I've been a believer all my life, ever since I was a kid. So ask your friend, because I don't want to, you know, cross lines here, but
yeah.
Okay, what is the grandma's Facebook? Maybe I'd like to talk to her. Like, did you go down a light tunnel? Are you seeing other people? Is it good? Or is that too much?
Well, that would be interesting if it got back to her and it was like, yeah, go ahead and give me your social security number and your address, and I'll let you know.
TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Yes, we dressed up this morning. You be the judge if we nailed it or not in our costumes. Head on over to our Instagram and Facebook, 92.5 WBEE. I'm so intrigued about that story about your friend who just lost the grandma and, you know, she passed away. And you're saying someone hacked her Facebook, but was it something else? Because your friend received the message from Facebook from the passed away grandma that said,
"Hi, dear."
Hi, dear. Wow, that gives me the heavy jibbies. I'm a believer. 585-252-WBEE. Mary, you've got a similar kind of story?
Well, you were talking about the poor deceased person that got an email. A few years ago, my great aunt passed away, and she was also the caretaker of our church cemetery. And there was a gentleman that dug the graves that she did not care for at all. They got in many rows, et cetera. Well, he was digging her grave, and they set the coffin in. And the next thing that happened was the grave digger had a heart attack, died, and fell on her casket.
Ooh, what?
My great aunt.
It's scary.
Oh, my God.
Weird. The timing.
And everybody said, she's taking him with her.
Dang.
Oh my goodness, Mary, thanks for sharing.
I love telling that story because it's so unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's crazy.
All right, have a good day.
Bye.
Are you dressing up at work today? We'd love to see your costume. And some offices decorate big time for Halloween. We'd love to see it. Shoot us some pictures to bo@wbee.com. bo@wbee.com. Today we dressed up having fun at your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ is...
a witch.
Yes.
When you were like, guys, let's bring costumes, I was like, look, I lost a lot of my costumes, actually most of them, in the great basement flood of 2024.
That's right. I bet others have too.
Yeah. If you guys remember what late winter, early spring, like my basement flooded. My sump pump stopped working. My basement flooded. I had to throw away everything. And with that was all my Halloween costumes. So I was like, well, I got a hat. So I wore a witch hat.
Hey, it works. It
works. Wasn't for my lack of wanting to commit. I just, that's what I had.
What do you got over there, Hope? That is, it's a flower. Well, it's a parrot flower.
She looks like she just fell off a Jimmy Buffett like cruise ship or something.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Okay.
In Margaritaville.
Yeah. I guess so.
No, I'm a tacky tourist. So I've got a Texas hat on and a parrot Hawaiian shirt. My tank top is a gimmick I bought on a cruise where it changes color in the sun.
Ooh.
Got my
I love those.
Rochester socks on with my sandals. Because you know I still had to have something Rochester on today.
Socks and sandals.
Tacky tourist. Love it. You're nailing it. I had so many Halloween costumes. I was saving Fred Flintstone amongst my favorites. I go to open up my storage container. I'm like, to my wife, Celeste, where's all the costumes? She goes, oh, when we moved out here,
yeah.
I donated a lot. I'm like, what? You donated Fred Flintstone? That was my favorite.
She was trying to stick with the essentials.
Yeah. And
she's like, you know, plates, cups. Things we need. You're like, costumes, Fred Flintstone.
Popeye I had with the fake muscles. It's gone. Donated. So I did have a Beetlejuice one. You call me Beetlejuice because I don't have the full makeup on.
Yeah, but, I see that.
Well, it's early. So, I mean, the fake wig and the stripes. Check out our pictures on Instagram and Facebook, 92.5 WBEE. And with the warmer weather, for me, I don't know if I'm alone on this or not, it changes the parents' solo cup beverage. When it's cold and wintry, you got a little hot toddy walk around with the kids, maybe a little bourbon, maybe a little whiskey. That's too warm for me now. I mean, it's going to be close to 80 today. Mm-hmm. Nothing but sunshine.
Yeah.
I have to rethink what I'm going to have in my red solo cup today. Am I alone on this? Have you ever walked around?
It always falls on a work night.
Uh-huh.
It frequently does. And I don't know, I'm driving because we don't walk. I have to drive to a neighborhood.
Oh, you go to a better neighborhood for the candy?
It's not a better neighborhood. I just don't live in a neighborhood. I live on it's basically right off the highway.
Yeah.
I don't have sidewalks. So because I'm driving, I never.
Oh, okay.
I never celebrate safe. With the adult beverage. Correct.
And responsible. Because you joke about the swamp behind you. And
yeah.
You don't want to send the kids into the swamp to go trick-or-treating.
Right.
I get that. You are definitely being responsible. Hey, good morning, gang. What are your thoughts about making Halloween the last Saturday in October?
Oh.
You know, we're going to hold off on that this year. We talked about it last year.
And it blew up.
It went.
There is no
crazy on
right
social.
And wrong.
No.
Everybody has a very strong opinion about it.
That was one
there
of those
were some saying, like, look, the 31st, you can never change it. It's always the 31st. And others, you know, saying that it would make sense.
I think it would, but it got so heated. It got personal on social last year. And
yeah.
We want to have a good day. We want everybody in a good mood. Come on.
Because, again, we don't have we were just asking a question.
Yeah.
We don't have the authority to change it.
Not even
like,
close.
I can't actually do the changing. So, please stop yelling at us.
Exactly. So,
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.